Today's August the 20th, 1992, and I'm talking with Yosko Dawson at her home in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're going to be talking about her involvement in my folklife program in the school and some other things that she's done with Bureau of Florida Folklife and some other agencies. Okay, I had forgotten where you were born. Are you born in...
Japan. Born and raised in Japan.
Which city?
Sasebo, which is south, part of south.
Okay.
Yeah, they come at the four islands, so it is bottom.
How's that spelled, the name of the town that you were born in?
S-A-S-E-B-O.
Okay.
About 150 miles from Nagasaki,
okay.
In which is born.
Yeah.
I was born right after that, so they got nothing affected, but I heard all the story about, Nagasaki bomb. 150 miles came once in your lifetime you visit, because of Japan was, that much far away. Here is 150, it's not too far.
Yeah.
But I heard all the story involved the origami also. The origami come from the, story from Nagasaki bomb after that.
The origami was done before Nagasaki was bombed,
correct.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. But yeah. Way before 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's made, they use for 1,000 crayons for on, they got all different figure for origami, but they use crayon for all, people has a, sickness waiting for the die, for the bomb, exploding. But if you make 1,000 crayons, then, it's impossible for the cure that, like, the burn everything, but it's, I let people wish to, to cheer for, they pray for and face to feel. For the 1,000 crayons, it's gonna wish come true. Even people die, waiting for die, but it's,
yeah.
They give you just a wish.
Uh-huh.
Wish, and they believe it. Some people became healthy. So that's what a, story come from. 1,000 crayons from,
Is that also making 1,000 cranes to bring about peace?
Peace.
Yeah.
Correct. Everything peaceful. Peace. So if it is people sick, peace.
Mm-hmm.
Anything face. Face. Wish come true.
Right.
So if you reach everything, any wish you can come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wish became reality.
Uh-huh.
So that's what it was. Not 100. Not 200. 1,000. It's really, you have to effort everything. So if you got that much effort, anything impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Impossible. So.
When you tell the students about making 1,000 cranes in the schools, do you think they understand that?
Yeah, it's very much so. They listen, In America, I compared America to Japan, which is here, wish card, everything, and make something, give, special letter and wish, writing. But some children cannot write it. But some, don't understand different age, So you show the crayon, it more like this origami, you learn to until 3-4 years old. So everybody can, involve that instead of writing the wish card, and which is you don't involve any money to it, So that's the teach you rest, learning, skill, and plus, purpose. If we put that effort, not give up overnight. If we, that's what the difference between card, sending a wish card.
Mm-hmm.
To the crayon, when you object something, if you effort that much, that's why I say, patient, be patient. Anything wish come, anything wish, it's not overnight successful.
Yeah.
You have to effort to make it over and over and over for 1,000 crayon. That's somebody want to give up between this.
Yeah.
But don't give up on it. That's the teach you rest on something.
Uh-huh.
Learning process. That's the parent teach you the children. Anything you start it, you finish it.
Yeah.
And anything you finish it, everything is successful.
That's
just different,
Yeah, some, and as you do the demonstration for the kids here in America, they kind
they
of
do.
Picture somebody making 1,000 cranes.
Yeah,
so all the effort that goes into it.
Uh-huh. So yeah. That's what I say. That's a good idea. I believe it. They listen so carefully,
Yeah.
Very curious, interesting.
Do you think they'd be as curious if you hadn't come in and actually demonstrated it for them, or if you just went in and talked to them?
That's different. If you listened, it's easy to, it's not easy to, to believe it. But if you, they saw what I'm doing, say, uh-huh. It's not easy to make it.
Yeah.
But if you get used to it, but, you know, it's object, it's not complicated. If we get used to it, you know, we can make it. But it cannot make it overnight. Yeah. Not in the week, months, you know, months of, you know, all the extra time instead of watching TV. You put an effort to somebody, do something to other people. So bring goes around, comes around. If you wish to other people, the wish comes 100 times better. So that's the, you know, you know, history of it, you know, and culture. That's Japanese culture, you know. Teaching, don't harm to other people. Just if you got extra time, do other people, for do other people, you know. That's why they don't have no harm or, you know, conserve and respect.
So you use showing about the origami as a means of teaching about the Japanese culture?
Correct.
Teaching about that?
Yeah, same time. And same, you know, fortunately, you know, they listen and they believe it. And of course, I'm not telling the story. That's the fact, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what, more like, you know, very interesting. And they want to learn more, you know, either origami or, you know, history about it.
Well, I know if I go in and we just try to pull down the map and say, here's Japan, and this is a little bit about what Japan's like, there's a little bit of interest, but for the most part, it's not really that thrilling to
them. Yeah, more than that, you know?
Yeah, but when somebody comes in,
it's
a lot more effective that way.
Yeah, surprise,
yeah. Is the island that you were born on, is that Kyushu?
Kyushu,
that's how it's pronounced.
We don't have any pronunciation like not English, you know? Like Spanish. So you pronounce exactly what I write, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Kyushu.
Kyushu.
Yeah. So it's Spanish people speaking in Japanese sound like it. The vocabulary, it's same sound to it. French and, you know, like a difference between French and Germany, and English and Japanese. Across to the Spanish and Japanese vocabulary sound, it's all the similar.
Oh, I see.
That's why easy to learn. It's hard the Japanese people learn English because pronunciation is different, voice tone different, and R and L is different.
Okay, I'm curious about how long you've been participating in the school programs. Do you know?
Almost over six years.
Yeah.
Yes, pretty long since I came here. I came here was about 9-10 years ago, but I involved right after, so which is over six, 7 years. I'm not exactly sure, but you can talk.
Well, David Taylor had done some research with you, and he was here, I guess, in 84 was when he might have contacted you, 84 or 85.
Yeah, somewhere around
there,
because I came over 81.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I've been working in schools now 5 years. This is my sixth year that I'm going on.
You kidding?
Yeah, hard to believe, huh?
What?
Yeah. And then did you do it for 2 years with David?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's been seven years now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 7 years, and actually 8 years, because there was 1 year where nobody was going into the schools because nobody was around doing the program.
Oh, is that right?
So it was 8 years ago that David got in touch with you.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. How did David wind up meeting you? How did you and David get in touch with each other?
Oh, you know, he came around what place I walk in there. And they ask, he say, do you know how to do the origami? I say, I think most people know how to do it. But he say, you know, he say, I come back for another day. So I say, no, just wait. I made my folding paper by napkin. Because I was working in a waitress, you know, that time. So I just fold in the paper napkin, and I show him right away. I say, oh. Then I demonstration right away. So he contacted that way. I show exactly what I'm talking about. And that's why he started curious, you know, interesting. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know.
Was David in, like, eating lunch or something at the restaurant? Or did
he was eating lunch with, now his wife, but it's like ex. That time was, you know, girlfriend.
Oh, I see.
Not an ex, you know, same girl, but, you know.
Yeah.
He came over, then discovered me, you know.
Okay.
If I don't make origami that day, that moment, I don't think he don't discover me.
Yeah.
I don't think
he might not have gotten back in touch with you, think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, just talking, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I say. Just talk, you know, show what's, you know, what good, you know, what they...
When he contacted you, did you have any idea that you'd be coming into the schools or anything like that?
No, he told me who wants the interesting?
Who
I just curious. Who would like to know, you know?
You didn't think anybody would be interested in it?
No, because I born was raised with it, you know. How can you, you know, this is America, but who wants to learn, you know, curiosity Japanese culture? Which is we the ones wrong because it's island. We don't know any information from America. Of course, not Germany or not Europe, you know. Independent, right? Japanese. So they create themselves. Who wants to know about the Japanese culture?
Oh, so you were wondering more why he was interested in Japanese culture rather than just why interested in origami. I see.
Uh-huh. So more likely I have to talk, but the origami said, wow. You know, then I focus myself, say, uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, all different countries have, you know, different culture, but also, you know, something to go for, you know, the basket. So I guess, you know, I don't think it's no idea I'm going to do the origami in America this year.
Uh-huh.
Because it's 3 years old, it's gone.
Yeah.
If you start kindergarten, well, elementary school, this thing is over.
Oh, really?
It's everything is over now.
Huh. So you just stopped doing it by...
Mm-hmm. Because it's all the children. I mean, that's the, you know, before schooling, you know. If you start elementary school,
uh-huh.
you got to learn. It's no time whatsoever to fool around with origami. This already been success, you know, already uh-huh. discovered until elementary school.
Yeah.
They don't teach you how to do the origami in elementary school. That's not the subject.
They're just more interested in teaching how to read and write and math.
Correct.
And yeah.
ABC uh-huh. and I will, you know,
yeah.
vocabulary and history and, you know, food, yeah. whatever, chemistry, yeah. everything. But it's nothing to do with origami.
So as an adult, the only time that you might do it is with your kids as they're coming up before they go to school?
Mm-hmm. Kindergarten.
Yeah.
And most like this is family, so, you know, entertainment. You're doing it at home, you know. That time, you know, still they have TV, but they don't believe TV or entertainment and go out, anything. It's always, you know, family, so, yeah. you know, so that's why they talk so good, you know.
Yeah.
The heritage is more important. So it's not skill, not education skill, but, you know, that's combined, go forever because, you know, parent teach you how to do it. And if you go to school, teacher got nothing but respect by the economy because parent is second. Teacher was number one in Japan to respect other people. And also, excuse me, but high pay.
Oh, yeah?
Education come first.
Oh, uh-huh.
Family circumstance. So family was come second. Oh. If you go to school or, after, you know, take after the whatever teacher say, you have to follow. Even parents, even president, you know, they go to school and school teacher come first. Respect. And they are not their hand.
Hmm.
So origami, you have to learn to, you know, educate
yeah.
from you know, elementary school. That's not a culture, you know. Just ethnic,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
You learn by the family, you know.
Yeah.
You know, brother and sister and uh-huh. mother.
Do you remember the first school that David brought you in to show origami and talk to the kids?
yeah. Probably Orange Park.
Over in Orange Park?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe more Mandarin.
I was so excited, so.
Oh, really? You were excited about going in?
Yeah. Oh, I was so excited, so I just nervous, you know. I said, why am I going to teach that first experience? Mm-hmm. So I don't know which way to go. I don't remember, but yeah, I went too many school.
Yeah.
But I should remember the first scares.
Well, I'm sure you've been to at least a dozen.
I did.
Yeah,
very
if not more.
Much so.
When you first went in, how did that go for you? Did it go pretty smoothly your first day?
Yeah, I'm very surprised because the curiosity, it's there. So any, you know, that's nature to come up, you know. It's nothing
yeah.
for me, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, that's a long time ago. But
yeah.
The curiosity is bigger than, you know, my thoughts.
Oh, you didn't realize easier. They'd be that interested?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
But some teacher come up and say, first time that was someone in high school.
Oh.
You know, they told me, they most quiet than any classroom.
Huh.
So what's going on? They was why so good? You know, that's, I guess it's everybody interesting, you know.
Yeah.
They come up, say, teacher come up, say, this class, you know, first time in my life I'm teaching a student First time they so quiet, no noise.
And you found that to be true in a lot of the classes that you've gone to, that they're really interested.
Yeah, surprised.
Yeah.
I guess a different culture, huh?
Yeah, it's just so unusual to them, and they just haven't seen it before, I think.
That's the curiosity, see?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm glad, you know, they are more curiosity, so easy to teach.
Yeah. What do you think makes the kids so interested in it? Why do you think they get so entranced by watching you?
Because, the you know, so cross, paper always there in the front, okay? They not come from somewhere, you know, not, you know, much whatever you use in it.
Right.
That's on the, you know, paper, which is everybody, you can see it, you know, everyday thing. So, so much attached to it. They start making an airplane stuff, you know. It's just a different object, but its purpose already there. They already know, but it's different, you know, object. So they're making, you know, different object right away after they make it. I made this, I made that, you know. It's basic, it's similar to America. They got it also, but they just don't carry on to it. You know?
Yeah.
Paper work.
Yeah, I think that they look at the piece of paper and they just don't realize that you can make that much from it.
Yeah, so it's not too, that culture is not too far from it, you know.
Yeah.
Paper, why every day? Why Japanese paper? No, it's different, you know, idea.
Uh-huh.
You know? You have a crayon, you don't draw, but you got, you know, pencil, you know.
Yeah.
It's too close, object is very close.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you...
When David brought you into the schools, like the first year that you did it, did you expect to be doing it for 8 years afterward?
No. One time only.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Yeah,
that's like I said. Well, let me try, you know. Of course, I don't think David don't, you know, doing it for a long time. And of course, I surprised you called me, you know.
Yeah.
I said, wow, you know, just, I'm surprised. But I'm proud of, you know, share my talent, you know. And also, people know, like to know, that's a different also.
Yeah.
They both combine interesting, same interest. I want to teach.
Uh-huh.
They want to learn.
What would you like the students to learn when you do that presentation? What's something that you'd like them to go home with after watching you?
Bird. You know, they fry, you know, something, piece of paper, come, you know, make some object, something, you know, movement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the bird, you know.
Oh, you like to be able to teach them the bird too.
Yeah, and also if I make it, they won't, you know, they just shock, you know.
Yeah.
One more 9 out of 10 people.
Yeah.
More likely 10 out of 10 people say, "Wow, it's moving," you know.
Oh, they clap for you a lot of times after you get it running.
Something like you know, singer or you know.
Uh-huh.
Famous, you know. I'm not doing anything, but it's object I make from piece of paper.
Yeah.
They most, you know.
Do you think you're very good at doing origami?
Me?
Yeah.
Shoot, no, just the ordinary thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
Born with, raised with, you know, think it's something special.
Yeah.
But it's special, you know, different culture.
Yeah.
Different than America, you know.
Yeah. Do you think that there's a lot of awareness that we're doing these kind of demonstrations in the school among your friends here in Jacksonville who are from Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Your friends that are from Japan and Jacksonville, do they know that you go in and do origami?
Yeah. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
I tell everybody.
Uh-huh.
I'm proud of it. Yeah, so they say, wow, I wish I can get into it.
Oh, they'd like to come into it?
Yeah, so it's why not?
Yeah.
When you transfer some place, please leave my name on it, you know, the sponsor, you know, to somebody take over, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's most better, more likely, you know, you guys have a chance, but you don't have no guts to teach you. You don't have no talent, not talent. You know, okay. Share the talent, you know? You think you keep yourself. That's not it. You know, since I got more effort, you know, go for.
And they like the idea of people, of you coming in and teaching a little bit about Japan to the students too, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. So I just, if I'm going to quit, I'm going to teach one to step 1 to 10, so make sure they teach better than I do, or, you know. If it does, I get in trouble, but, you know, at least not just origami.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about your mother over in Japan? Mm-hmm. What does she think about you coming to school?
Oh, she starts laughing.
She starts laughing?
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Uh-huh.
This is, you know, play stuff, you know.
This is just play stuff?
Yeah. 3-4 years old, you know. The kid, you know, children, a child, you know, stuff, and they want to know, and how can't you, you know? You're not your parents. I said, I know, but it's a different culture. I said, I mean, I just share my time, you know, culture over there, and they want to interest them.
Mm-hmm.
But they crack me. Yeah, they don't believe it.
Yeah.
They just outrageous. In school, they don't learn anything, but no, just 1 hour, you know.
Yeah.
But talent, you know, they're interesting, so just keep it up.
Yeah.
If you can share that, you're lucky.
So your folks, or your mother recognizes that you're teaching something about Japan, too, along
very
with your origami.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah, very much so. So they still, you know, help me out, so they everything prefer the already, you know, merchandise that she sent me right away. So I'm using origami from Japan.
That's the paper that she sent
paper I use in it. That comes from Japan, so I'm still proud of it too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it seems like your mother was tickle me, you know, but it still helped me out.
Oh, I see. 100%.
More than 100%. Yeah. You need origami, you know?
Yeah.
You run out, you know, stuff like this.
Yeah.
She's very helpful.
Uh-huh. When you come into the school, what kind of questions do the kids usually ask you?
Yeah,
they ask quite
funny.
A few questions.
Yes, they say.
I tell them to ask the questions. I kind of gear them up and make sure
they're going to know what. Where did you born? Or born, or, you know, how long you been here, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what she ask? Just crack me out. Like, I come from some place and then out of space. Especially I wear a kimono, you know?
Yeah.
Traditional kimono costume.
Yeah.
Which is only tradition, occasion.
Uh-huh.
Japanese people wear that.
Yeah.
They never, those years, like, you know, to them was to us, evening dress in America. So occasion they don't want. So they touch me, you know, they carry as my, you know, costume and language. And how? When did you learn? How did you learn? And when did you learn? You know.
Yeah.
And when did you affect it? You know, it's 1,000 years ago. You know, how many things you can make it? You know,
mm-hmm.
you know. If I make animal, can you make a flower? You know, something like, you know, I'm a magician. Give me a break.
Yeah, they've asked some pretty wild things about, like, can you make a football?
I know. Really? Yeah. So I said, wow. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a piece of paper, but this idea, the children are very innocent, you know?
Yeah.
I love to work for the children.
Mm-hmm.
They're very innocent.
Yeah.
They,
do you think they learn quite a bit about Japanese culture by having you come in and show the origami?
They know more than I do.
Oh, really?
Surprise. Uh-huh. They study good, and also they really study before. Every time I surprise myself, they know more Japanese culture than I do.
Mm. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, they do. I say, wow, you know.
Yeah.
Probably you're teaching good, but it's just, they got, you know, they learn beforehand very much so.
Uh-huh. Do you have any favorite questions that the kids have asked you? Anything that you really like to tell them when they ask?
Yeah, everything was, you know, interesting question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of interested back here with Jacksonville, with the people from Japan who are living here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Do they think that there's a need to try to preserve some Japanese culture here in the city? Or do they want to kind of Americanize?
Yeah, and the community was not that big.
Yeah.
You know? And also they got to, they not sit down, you know, they come and walk in. They come in. But your family-wise, so family come first, so they don't have, they might want to look, get together, but family come first.
Yeah.
Most people does have family, you know, children, wife, and so they are more like that involve the family first, so I don't think it's, you know, not too much to they don't want to share, they don't have no extra time for share.
I see.
You know.
Yeah.
But they do once a year, they got Oriental Festival somewhere in the nearby station.
Yeah.
They get together.
Oh, I see.
They're very much, you know, I guess it's getting expanded, but, you know, not like a different culture, different country. Philippines, they do that, but it's...
How about within their families? Do they keep the Japanese traditions, like some of the language and the foods and things like that, or do...
Oh, yeah, more likely my daughter, most children, you know, married, you know, mother was Japanese. Not too many languages, but it's food, which is, you know, sushi, yeah. And added to, you know, like naive and respect and everything have to be, you know, different, you know. We thought they know both ways, one American tradition and Japanese tradition. So most Japanese girl, you know.
Would they like to see the traditions like origami preserved here in America? Would they like to see that carried on where people learn in Japan and the Japanese community in Jacksonville learn to do origami, do you think?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You know, this America's got all mixed, right?
Yeah.
Melting pot, right? So why not share, everybody has a, you know, culture for what, and if I have a time and, you know, if you got extra time to share, why not? That's the very important tradition to hand other people.
So they teach their kids how to do origami here?
Yes, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You taught Donna how?
Oh, yeah. And she carry on and she get over the line. She make more than I do. So sometimes I crap me and I say, Mama, you don't know how to do it. And good, I surprise myself. Because some, they have a book to it, you know. So I cannot... We not learn by the book. We learn by the mother, parents, inherited. So I watching what they're doing. But now it's, you don't for mother not be there with you, you know, like a working mother. And the family is just, you know, busy. So they go by the book. They made a published origami book, and they go by that, and they learn by the book sometimes.
What does she think of you coming into the schools?
Ah, she wants to do so bad.
Oh, she wants to come in too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. That's why I take the art museum. I take with my daughter. Oh, okay. She helped me out.
Oh, okay.
She's got more patience. And I want to show what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, she more likely, she know exactly, but one day I take it and she enjoy it.
Uh-huh. Do you think she's proud of you for coming in?
Oh, yeah, she wants to do so bad. Mama, I'm Japanese too. I can teach them, you know. Why not me to do it?
Well, maybe you could bring her into the school next time.
Yeah, she said she wants to come. Mother, let me know. I can skip the school.
Okay, sounds great. Well, now that she's out of high school, she could be all set.
Yeah, she said, give me ahead of time. I'll be there. She wants to do it.
We've also had you do some demonstrations of origami at some other events, like you've helped at the Florida Folk Festival.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other ones that you've...
West Palm Beach, you know, Fourth July Folk Life. They told me, artist. I said, what? Who are you looking for? I'm category for the artist. I said, wow. You know, I went to West Palm Beach and I went to where? Oh, what else happened there? Art Museum, right?
Yeah, the Jacksonville Art Museum.
Yeah.
You taught a class on that over the summer?
Yeah. Children and adults. And White Spring, of course. Mm-hmm. And all the Duval County School.
Yeah. And then you came down to the landing for me.
Yeah, I went to the landing too. Yes.
That was the first Coast Festival. The first one that we had there at the landing.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, that's what I called that one.
Yeah, I'm surprised West Palm Beach invited me.
They treated you pretty well down there in West Palm Beach, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Treat all.
Yeah. They put you up in a nice hotel and all that?
Yeah, hotel's okay. I have to walk for almost about 10 to 10.
Oh.
Like, you know, but yeah, you can break anytime you want to.
Yeah.
Like, you know, festival, or about 100, you know, what is that? Carnival stuff, you know. They have different section. Always entertainment's going on, music.
At these kind of the festival presentations and things like that, do you usually get a lot of people coming by watching you and learning?
Yes, pretty much so.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess it's, they never seen before, the different culture.
Yeah.
They're very curiosity.
Yeah.
What? And a lot of people know. I'm surprised.
You're surprised at how many know about it and know how to do it?
Yeah. But they even they study, they try to study for the, you know, origami, how they make different shape. They cannot go by the book because they don't teach you three dimension.
Oh,
it's that's between you cannot teach write down on paper 3D, you know, focus from one 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, but beyond the 2 to 3, it's got secret to it. You know, they cannot figure it out because you write a three-dimensional in the book.
I bet what happens is they buy a book on origami and then get frustrated and find out they can't do it, and
that's
then they meet you and then you show them how.
That's the same problem that you know, dog cross in the at museum. I said she talked to it. You know, I think I can make it, and I got a book to it. But I say it's no need to come to the classroom. But she said, I cannot go by 3 to 4. How am I going to do? And this is it. I said, see, book doesn't tell me.
Yeah.
I said, how can? Because it's, you know, beyond from here to here.
Uh-huh.
So they cannot teach. So that's why I said, she stayed though. She stayed, enjoy the class because she learned technique between cannot scribe on the book, paper.
I need to flip my tape over.
Yeah.
On side two of the interview, and I've got a few more questions with the presentations that you do. Like, excuse me, the Pepsi's getting to me.
Excuse me, you got a beer?
With the presentations that you do at folk festivals, a lot of times you actually will show the people how to do it, and they'll learn from you at the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think that's easier to teach them at a festival or in the classroom? Which way do you think is a better setting, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. They're both curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the student, you know. They want the, not alone, curiosity. Might not learn it, but it's not the curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both interesting and same.
I see. Is there anything that you can show them in the classroom that's easier to do in that setting that you really can't show them as easily in the in a folk festival when you're sitting behind a table and demonstrating something?
Which is a small crowd, it's better than the big crowd.
Oh.
So I can teach by, one-to-one, you know.
It's easier with just maybe 4 or 5 people around a table rather than 30 kids sitting at a desk.
Yeah. Very hard, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you don't even, you're not interesting, but it's that, you know. Classroom is too crowded.
Yeah. Do you think in the classroom, though, that they might learn more about some of Japanese history and culture that you would have a little bit more difficulty teaching at a festival?
Yeah. They don't ask for the history or culture. But in the classroom, they're very much so, they're educated.
Yeah.
So they know the history and their culture. And yet, if by the time I teach the origami, they already know basic. So easy to teach them. But I'm talking about number of the students.
Yeah.
But it's curious, they're more behaving, you know?
Yeah.
Very easy to teach.
Well, when you've done a demonstration in the classroom, I don't remember any kid misbehaving ever when you're in the classroom there.
Very good, eh?
Yeah. Their behavior's always fine when you're in the classroom.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't hear any noise or anything.
Yeah. Well, it's just so interesting, Tim. Once you got the kids' attention, then you're all set.
All set. Yeah.
And I've taken you to some classrooms where I've had a couple behavior problems, too, and no problem at all.
Mm.
When I brought you out to the school, Johnny Ford, that we did over in Darnell Quickman, what was in that other building before we moved it, the one time that you came in last year.
Yeah.
When I brought you in for the fifth graders, one of the teachers was really worried about how that class was going to behave when you came in. They thought that they were going to be rude to you, and I said, no, don't worry about it. She's going to be perfectly fine. The kids will get real interested, and they were fine. There weren't any problems there.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I amazed it, you know?
Yeah.
Probably you teach, basically they know.
Yeah.
I don't have, like I said, that's curiosity. Probably you teach something,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Different than, other country.
Yeah.
But I just maze.
Yeah. Have you noticed a difference between, like, an American classroom and a Japanese classroom just by going and looking at the schools?
Oh, definitely. In Japan, you can't even hear the people's noise behaving.
Uh-huh.
Very much so. And stay lying. And like I said, that's different culture.
Yeah.
School has to be a most respected place in the whole wide world. So anything you do, and just you have to behave it. Otherwise, either take it or leave it. You have to leave the school.
Mm. Why do you think American schools aren't like that?
Oh my gosh. out of hand. It's made at just playground.
Yeah.
To compare to Japan, you better look at the Japanese classroom behaving. I mean, not behaving. I guess it's culture, you know?
Yeah.
They already taught it in the school was most respectable and, you know, more educated, so no time was playground and play. Yeah. Time, one people, if you siren come, time come, you have to be in the right, on the right. Can't miss anything. If you miss it, you are embarrassed. Because it's 9 out of 10 people was good behaving. But after the school, they don't know, but it's, they're very training, well training.
Yeah.
Behavior in the school.
When you came to the U.S., were you kind of curious about what American schools were like?
Yeah, more likely.
Yeah.
Because no rule. Uh-huh. Anything you do, you know?
Yeah.
Especially in Japan, you cannot make up and not dress up. You can't even wear watch to finish high school. Very, you know, like, what is that called?
Real strict.
Strict?
Yeah.
You can wear skirt higher than knee. All the, you know, most uniform, so everybody, you know, poor or rich, everybody identical. Even the private school, they had uniform.
Yeah.
So you cannot tell by the looking. Everybody have a uniform.
Yeah.
From elementary to the high school.
So when you came into the American schools to do the origami, that was probably kind of fun to just see what the American schools are like.
No, very much different. I surprised.
Yeah.
This is it?
Yeah.
Wow, you know, that was crap. But it's very, you know, interesting. They're interesting, all the different culture.
Yeah.
Still, you know, really educated.
Uh-huh. We've also gotten you in the newspaper for some of the origami things that you've done.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
surprising me now. I mean, Times Union and neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very much surprised, you know. But I guess that's make you, you know, more popular, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, I need to make the community aware of what I'm doing in the schools, and it always helps if they do it, a photograph of somebody coming in to demonstrate something that way. Did you send the photo and the story to your mother?
You better believe it.
I thought so.
I carry everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I carry the car. I say, you know why I'm doing this? I want to see, you know. I just big mouth.
Yeah.
I showed to my girlfriend, everybody.
Uh-huh.
I said, it looks nice, and then, you know, newspaper, then you look at you. So I said, thanks a lot. humiliated. But it's more likely.
So I bet your mother was really surprised to be in the newspaper.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like you yourself in newspaper?
Yeah.
Isn't it stand?
Yeah.
I said, wow, shock, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even small things, I
quit. With the publicity that you get from that, like being in the newspaper, having it announced somewhere else, is that publicity ever a problem for you? Do you ever get people contacting you?
No, I enjoyed it.
Oh, uh-huh.
I enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
No, it's people coming, but call me, but I'm not that guy, you know, share my talent. I don't do any harm to other people.
Yeah. It's mainly just your friends who call you after they see it in the paper or something? Or is it people that you don't know that call and ask about origami?
Most likely teacher.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know?
Oh, uh-huh.
A stranger.
Oh, really?
I want you to be, you know,
to
school on this time, and can I ask, you know?
Uh-huh.
I know they're looking for, you know?
Yeah. Do they ever invite you to come out to the school? Or do you ever go out to their school then after they've called you from something like that?
Yeah, I went to Sibyl, but it's, you know, for the, like a private, you know, private, like a teacher invite me once, but that's about it. But what else?
One of the goals that we have in bringing the program to the students like this is to help them to understand other people and their cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to get the kids a little bit more open-minded and reduce some prejudice about other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that this type of thing is useful in getting rid of some prejudice and open up kids' minds?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Curiosity, you know?
Just to make them curious about Japan
so
and culture?
Yeah, so if you, nothing that harm, you know, something they like what I did, and if I harm to other people, they might be hated. That's prejudice individual.
Yeah.
If I teach something good to them, I think they expand it. So I don't have to teach. Even one student learned origami, they can expand it. His talent to the other people means he carry a little bit Japanese culture. to another people. Mm-hmm. So, if, you know, that's you know, teaching some good cards of it. Mm-hmm. So whoever interesting, they expand, they carry one Japanese culture to other people.
So they see the positive part of a lot of things.
Exactly. Yeah. They're just proud of it. When you finish the school, they're proud of it.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to... And also, of course, you tell to write a letter or anything, but I read all the... All the students, my daughter said, you must write a letter to. But when I read, you know, scrub everything with it, all different students, very much they want to learn another step, you know.
Oh, yeah.
When the next time you come,
oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to, which is, you know, maybe, but, you know, I didn't think a student, you know, tell the story about it. They want to learn. When the next time you come.
Yeah.
And they remember, believe it or not.
Yeah, those letters are pretty nice to get, aren't they?
Very much. I'm very, you know, half feeling, you know, feel so good.
Yeah.
I said, wow, you know.
Yeah.
Very, I feel good, though.
Well, I think a lot of times when you come into the schools, you're the first person from Japan that a lot of these kids have met, at least to talk to. Maybe they've seen some, you know, in the area, or working in a store or something like that.
Yeah,
but to have someone, you know, that they can interact with and talk with, I think you're probably the first Japanese person a lot of these kids meet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. My pleasure.
Your pleasure?
My pleasure.
Do you think that there's a need to help get rid of some of the prejudice in Jacksonville that people might have?
I never have myself for the prejudice, so I don't have everybody else does have to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does have to, you know, different culture. But I heard black and white, but... Mm. You know, to me, it was if you have a self attitude, to strong mind, and you're proud of yourself, it doesn't bother other people.
Yeah.
And prejudice, the different country, you know, they have their own mind, they all should have their own culture.
Yeah.
And keep going, and of course.
So, do you think the kids in Jacksonville are more just curious about other cultures rather than prejudiced against one?
I think so. They teach, you know, you don't have no time to think about other people's, you know, prejudice.
Yeah.
If you share the time, if black people teach you how to culture and to the white people, they become learning process instead of hate it, you know?
Yeah.
They look at the bad side of it.
Yeah.
Everybody has a good side of it.
Yeah.
So why don't you share the good side of it? I have a bad side, but I'm not showing to it.
Yeah.
But I just share my good side of it.
So the prejudice that you see in Jacksonville is just mainly black and white thing rather than anything against Asians.
Oriental, Japanese, I don't... you know... Because it's face-to-face.
Yeah.
Give and take, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Goes around, comes around. If you don't hunt other people, you don't expect to be home. So if you make a good cause of it, then good... effect common.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether I think the parent teach instead of parent teach origami or culture or knitting or cooking or something. They teach how the parent teach you how prejudiced they are, hate this and this. That's why children learn by the parents.
Mm-hmm. What I see, like, with my students is just not really understanding much about Japan and having some strange ideas about Japan, more so than, like, being kind of fearful or afraid of Japanese people or being hateful toward them or anything like that. Like, when you come into the school, invariably the kids will call you a China lady or something like that.
Yeah, like this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's just that they don't know.
Yeah, but that's okay. They don't know. You know, I said, America, if you have blue eyes, they say, wow, this is, you know, human or animal. Or, you know, if you never see it, definitely. And depend how did you carry it.
Uh-huh.
You know, they fun of me, that's fine because they don't know, no educated to my culture.
Mm-hmm.
How they know? They have to know about it.
Sometimes when things like that have come up, I've talked to the kids about people from Japan, you know, don't want to be called Chinaman or anything like that. And I try to show them where Japan's a very distinct country from China and that the two different, you know, different nations and cultures. And I found that, like, if the kids have some misconceptions or something that they don't understand, if you just explain it, it really takes care of the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It calmly, don't upset by, you know, insulted, you know. if you got knowledge, you know, if you got attitude, and you can swallow and you just tell what's wrong with it, they know exactly. Don't take, you know, just take right away. Mm-hmm. Understand. You have to understand. They don't know nothing. Even they call me Jap and everything. If I am Japanese, they show standard, you know. America, you know, American, everybody had short nickname, everything. So mm-hmm. anything take, you know, good size of it, you, mm-hmm. you know, that's up to you, how much you carry, how much you got proud of yourself.
So if something like that happened in the classroom, you just wouldn't get upset about it? You just
no, not a bit. Yeah. I'm not born with, raised with, you know, different, you know, attitude was more important. And yeah. I don't have no educator, but the common sense taking care of it.
Yeah.
Just don't take, you know, face to face.
Yeah.
Just, you know, understand and think before you open it. Mm-hmm. I say, they don't understand. I might as well share the difference between. And then if they understand that, my, you know, my understanding is they understand one person, Chinese, Japanese, different island, different culture, then I'm successful. Mm-hmm. I must go on another one. If somebody come with another problem, and I teach by hand, you know, knee to knee. I say, this is it, and this is it, and language different, and, you know, culture different. Then yeah. they understand and say, it's no harm to it. I take my time to other people.
Yeah, yeah.
Take my time.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing to do with color or anything. Yeah. They just explain from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
And they go on and say, they understand it. They cannot even insult other no more. Because he learned by that.
Yeah.
It's one, it's six, understand that's the main thing.
Uh-huh. And you think that when you come into the schools, it's a good first step toward getting toward that understanding, right?
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we shoot for.
Yeah. That's all it is? I didn't know that.
Well, it's Well, I mean, it's interesting for me to teach the kids about origami and let them know a little bit about it and see a demonstration there. Mm-hmm. But I want to go a little bit beyond just having them see the origami and kind of open up their minds toward other cultures that way.
Yeah, I can see that.
Understand more.
I know what you do.
Yeah. Oh, I know you saw
that
before.
I know what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Happened to be origami.
Yeah.
To, you know, explore more about language and tradition and heritage and everything.
Yeah. And you kind of knew that David Taylor was up to that too before.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
From scratch, you know, carry on, you know, tradition.
Yeah.
This is, of course, America. They're all different, you know, country.
They
should carry it.
Yeah. Something like that's kind of difficult to explain when you first meet someone that you're hoping to bring into the school, that you want to go in and work toward understanding cultures a little bit. But I think that anyone that I talk to that knows that I'm interested in their heritage knows that I want to teach a little bit about culture too. So it's almost like it doesn't need to be explained when you go into the schools. Do you know what I mean?
What?
It's like, it's almost like I don't need to explain that I'm trying to help kids understand more about other cultures to the person who's going to come in and demonstrate it, because I wouldn't be asking them to come in and demonstrate something from their culture if they knew that I
you teaching a professor, you know, for the you you know, your category was, you know, teach how to scribe discover what they basic
yeah
you know, instead of you the one that's not, you know, individual, you try to be share each other. Individual, one of individual, American, Japanese, Spanish, you know, all people have, so you know, very, very important, I think. Something, you know.
When you come in to the school, is there any particular age level that you like to work with? Or when you do any demonstrations?
Because high school students, they are not behaving, right? But when you come, elementary school always, you know, easy to control.
Oh.
But when I went to this high school in Maple, I said, everybody, you know, put your leg up the table and, you know, so ready to smoke when you're outside. But I teach one high school, I believe I did. They're so quiet. I said, hey, I did it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember my daughter was high school too, you know.
Yeah.
And they got turned, you know, so quiet and they start doing it. They want to do something else, but happened to be I was teaching origami, right? It was David, I remember.
Right.
I said, God, next door teacher said, "What's going on? You guys so quiet." It seems like nobody there. But it's amazing, you know. It's hard to teach the high school and adult because already got their own mind.
Yeah.
They don't want to put up anything, you know.
Yeah.
They if they say one, they say, you know.
That's the thing with the elementary kids is once you get them interested in something, they'll just jump in with both feet and are all ready to go and real excited. And
they carry on to it. Say, I want another one, you know?
Don't
they not let me go, but I surprise.
Well, sometimes I've even seen students that I've had maybe a year or two or 3 years before, and they'll say, well, I remember when he came in to visit us in our class and you brought that woman to do the paper folding.
They remember?
Oh, yeah, they remember. And if they remember just a couple years afterward, I think you've really made an impression on them.
Yeah. So, I mean, instead of prejudice, they're curiosity, you know?
Right.
They don't have no express, after that, they don't have no prejudice or anything, right?
Yeah. Well, there's probably some prejudice down there somewhere along the line.
Oh, they do show.
And at least, it's, like you mentioned before, it's a positive introduction to Japanese culture, and it's something that they're going to remember. And I really think that if you introduce them to something one step at a time, they're going to start learning more about it and hopefully maybe follow up their interest with other things.
So that's more likely you open-minded.
Children
start open-minded, you know. That's the basic, you know, important. Even parents misunderstood, but if you teach the folk art, you know, like you teaching other kids, they open-minded. And say, when you come in the future, they're not born with prejudice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Gradually, they learn by little. And when you adult, and they remember the, you know, culture, heritage, more important than prejudice, you know?
Yeah.
Got nothing to do with it. They don't have no time for that.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about coming into the schools?
I like children, you know. I can teach this time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how much I can control, you know. How much I can explain to other people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a very, you know, good opportunity, though. See? I never been in that crowd. See? Every time I go, they're exciting. You don't believe I was so nervous the day before.
Yeah.
Make sure I don't, you know, talk right or, you know, behave all right, you know. How many children there and how much they can behave it, you know. But I'm telling you, innocent. The children is very innocent. If I talk into something, at you know, show something, I like to see the crap, you know. I say, that's make me feel good. I'm going to teach again, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they're very behaving good.
Yeah.
I know the difference when they start to walk into the room, when you get out the room, different feeling. What I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know the other feel, but, you know, at least I say, oh.
When you come into the classroom, they're not quite sure what to make of you at first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by the end, I mean, they get real excited. They want you to come back.
Yes.
They want to learn how to make the bird.
Because it's easy, you know?
Yeah.
It's nothing, you know, use some oil, you know?
Yeah.
And water paint and everything. Yeah. Just objects, was, you know.
Have you gotten more interested in doing origami yourself by coming into the schools?
Yeah, I have to learn myself, really. Not one particular item, you know. A good thing was all different school. But, you know, I have to, create another origami.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's endless.
Yeah.
Very, you know, it's...
Yeah.
It's just like endless.
Yeah.
You can make it anything. Anything out of it. Yeah, I have to know more than that. Yeah, sometimes I want to try to make a book out of origami. Yeah, put origami in a book and then make a history of it, you know.
Yeah.
Even children, you know, sort of three-dimensional. If I open it, origami pop up, you know.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That's also into the culture, you know.
Yeah.
This is this and this and that. I'm really thinking about all, you know, all different origami can make a book out of it. My girlfriend, she's a teacher, school teacher. She made a book.
I'm thinking about, like, back in Japan, do you think that maybe it would be worthwhile to bring someone like yourself into a Japanese classroom and talk a little about the history of origami in your own country that way? because it's something I would think that you could easily overlook in Japan and say, well, it's something that's not that big a deal. But do you think there'd be some value in going back to like some of the older classrooms and having someone talk about origami and discuss it and give a little bit of the history? And
in Japan?
Yeah.
Very tickled of it, you know.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. They don't know, American students, they know more than Japanese people.
Uh-huh.
Because they are too much fast track, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they don't appreciate it. When you're in the culture, you don't know that. Until you leave the country or, you know, when you get old, then you look back. I say, when did I learn?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way over here. Like, sometimes there's some arts that get overlooked and people don't think that they're much of anything.
I know.
And I'll present them back into the classroom.
Yeah.
And it goes over real well. Like, there's especially a lot of arts that women typically do, like quilt making.
Yeah.
And I'll bring a quilt maker into the classroom and the kids get real excited about it and just can't believe that people do it and don't know all the things involved and really learn a lot about the history that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would think it would be real worthwhile to do some things on, like, Japanese origami or discuss the flower arranging tradition or something like that back in Japan itself.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, believe me, that West Palm Beach, they asking for more history than the origami. The charcoal print, writing.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Charcoal,
I see you do that,
printed.
Too. Yeah.
They asking, can you write me my name on the charcoal, for the Japanese charcoal writing.
Uh-huh.
And I write that they are very stunned,
Yeah.
And they call origami. Shuji, black ink.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real art form in itself.
Art form. They make a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
Everything by the printed.
Mm-hmm.
The charcoal, black, or the, not solid black, but,
Yeah. That's
they making a picture, they making a letter.
Yeah.
Everything used to be. Everything was made by charcoal.
Yeah. The program that I work with is funded by grant money from the government. I guess, did you realize that?
Five.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, we always get grant money every year to keep it going, mm-hmm. and there's always a question about whether or not I can get grant funding to keep it going, so I don't know how long, I can stay in Jacksonville, because every year it comes up. Yeah, knock on wood, exactly. Do you think that this is a good use of tax money? The government money comes from taxes that people pay, of course, for the grants. And you hear a lot of people discussing about whether or not the government should be in the business of funding arts or cultural programs or anything like that. Do you think that this kind of program is worthwhile?
Yeah, was forever.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't teach this culture and you're going to disappear and you don't have an appreciation for anybody, any culture, and then to me, it was very important.
Yeah.
You're going to fade up everything. Fade,
Your culture's going to fade off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or anything. Not even Japan.
Oh.
Not in Japanese. Everything is, you don't see any but, like a robot, Future, it just, they don't have to, you should heritage to other people. I'm lucky to be in America to teach Japanese culture to here. But if I'm in Japan, I never learned American culture.
Yeah.
See? And I don't think I never share my Japanese culture to American people.
Yeah.
So I'm just very... Yeah. I think it's taxable because it's got to do with education, heritage.
Yeah.
You don't have to... it's very, lucky to teach at school.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's education also.
Yeah. Why do you think we have problems keeping it funded, though? Because every year it's just
reality, We have to, they worry about the food on the table. In reality, more ugly than, culture.
Yeah.
The population, inflation, deflation, they come before the culture.
Just business is more important than maintaining.
Correct.
Culture. Yeah.
That's why. That's not your fault.
Yeah.
Economy so step on other shoes to be survive.
Yeah.
They don't have time to relax. Learn. Life is very reality.
Mm-hmm.
Survive.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. That's history. And origami and even cross it. They're making all the machinery and make it qualitative is more important, but it's right now it's they don't care about the qualitative.
Yeah.
2-for-1.
Well, Americans typically want to get things done quickly and easily and cheaply, but they still want to go back to some of the older things. So you see them, you know, like mass producing quilt patterns and
see now they go back to quilting, right?
Yeah.
So it's, they're missing that thing.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you ask?
Well, let's see. I think I'm about finished with these. I think I've gone through most of them.
So it's best, but yes. Life is family cannot teach.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's about all I can come up with here.
It is?
Picked your brain here this afternoon.
I'm sorry, the brain. Wash brain for.
Oh, no, there's a lot of good stuff in here. This is some. Mm-hmm. The real interesting thing is I've interviewed. Well, you're the fifth person I've interviewed now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard about the same things from the same people, or from all these different people, mm-hmm. saying some of the same things that you have, even though their arts are as different as, say, gospel singing is from old-time fiddling
mm-hmm.
to arts from India.
Yeah.
And, you know, the origami. But they always, the same types of things that I hear about, just the enjoyment of coming into the school and getting other people to appreciate their arts and to teach a little about their history and culture, you know, it's real important to people. And it really doesn't matter what you do. It's just, I mean, in terms of any particular art that way, it's just the, for any art that you present, just people are really fascinated about being able to present it to others.
Yeah, so if action, you know, if you see the reaction, whatever.
The reaction,
That makes me feel good to teach. Oh, I'm going to share another class, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to teach. If you don't come out, everything finished, and they say, then my interest is. Go down. Say they are interesting, but every time I come, I fascinated because they will, you know, make you children, you know, so excited. Say why not? You know, it's that much interesting. I can come tomorrow for my time and let's make another one. You know, it's children. It's very precious.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good feeling.
When feeling, don't you?